guys, and welcome back to Working Girls. I'm Trinity the Tuck.
And I am Ginger Minge, and I am so excited to be here today. I know I say that all the time. Sometimes I mean it, and sometimes I don't. At the end of this podcast, I would like you to figure out which of those times is today.
That's a good exercise.
Well, it's the only exercise that I get is running my mouth and jumping to conclusions. So, speaking of great American pastimes, such as running your mouth, what are some of the ones that, like the good American traditions of wholesome entertainment? What do you get behind?
You know, I love a good long hot dog. That's a good, you know, American.
You want a hot dog real bad.
Like the 4th of July. Karaoke.
Yeah. I didn't take you for a karaoke queen.
I sing in quotation marks.
Sing?
Okay, I can make lots of noise.
Hey, well, so can I. And you know what? Singing is nothing if not lots of noise.
But some people can just put it together in a good way. You know, I do hit the notes. Just not the
She hit them so hard she put them in the hospital, bitch. I've sung with you before. But that's what I love about karaoke is that it's almost better if you're not a great singer, because it's all about having fun. It's about people who aren't rock stars getting to live their rock star fantasy in that moment. So that's one thing that I've always loved about that. What are some other great American pastimes? You got karaoke, we've got hot dogs, we've got
prom.
Did you go to prom?
No, I didn't. I didn't go to prom. I didn't finish high school in my high school. I had to homeschool my last year.
I homeschooled through high school.
Yeah.
But it didn't keep me from going to prom. I went to prom with all my girlfriends.
I didn't get to go. And I really wanted to go.
It wasn't as fun as I hoped it would be.
Why?
Because it was me and a bunch of straight redneck people. Oh, okay. And I'd already slept with most of them. Speaking of sleeping with people, porn.
Another
good wholesome American pastime.
I love that, yeah.
Well, luckily, our guest today is proficient in most of these things. I've seen her eat a hot dog. She's real good at it. I've seen her eat the hot dog in just one gulp.
Oh, have you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that will explain.
Yeah. of course, she sings karaoke. And she even appeared in a pornographic moving picture.
What was it called?
It was called the Just Dick League. It was a porn parody of the Justice League, and she got to play Wonder Woman. So she didn't participate on screen
She was Thunder Woman.
Yes. So I am so excited to talk to her today. She is a superstar. We love her so much. She's our sister, Manila Luzon.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Working Girls. I'm Trinity the Tuck.
And I am Ginger Glamour Toad Minge. That's my new legal name.
I love that.
Yeah.
I changed my name all the time.
My government, as the kids say.
And welcome back.
You what? You're tongue-tied. You're never tongue-tied.
So I took an edible earlier. I'm just like,
That would explain why you've eaten 5 cup of noodle soup.
Oh, my God. I have. Anyway, I'm excited about our special guest today.
I'm very excited. It's not very often we get to talk to one of our sisters.
I know.
And this bitch is like true sister, not just like, oh, we both appeared in the same franchise. No, this is somebody we've gotten to tour the world with, work on other projects with. She's always a treat, always a delight. She is always cuckoo bird crazy bananas, and I absolutely love her. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Manila Luzon.
Hey, ladies.
How are you?
How are you? I'm doing fine. Just sitting here in this fully sequined yellow gown with my blonde streak in my wig. Fully lashed.
There is a visual aspect to this.
Yes. Podcast. Yes. Let me just describe to the viewers. I'm wearing 7-inch nails, press on.
Good. Yeah.
Fully
yeah.
rhinestoned. Yes.
Hello.
Hi, girls.
Hi. What's been going on? What's new? What's happening? What's hip?
Well, I have been sitting around in quarantine, like living for the fact that I'm not like having to tour, but all of a sudden, like now I'm vaccinated. And so now like the world's opening up and like, I'm starting to have to go back to work. I literally feel like those, you know, like when people work in corporate and their bosses are telling them that they have to like show up to the office again. That's what I feel.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. Well, you know, I just did my first live show in over a year, and it was the first time I'd had to do drag from the tits down.
Yes.
My ankles were like, no, we don't do this anymore. You didn't right? support us.
Girl.
I felt like a baby giraffe.
I am so excited to go back. I was just actually in LA, and me and Manila hung out the entire time. It was so much fun. That was like the first time I've like hung out with one of my friends that doesn't live here in Florida.
Oh, I was getting offended for a moment, but I do live here in Florida, so I'll let that slide.
Like, you know what I mean? Like when you have friends from all over and you're used to seeing them, and this past year has been crazy. But I'm excited that it's almost done.
Girl, you are high.
Am I?
Well, Trinity, it was great to like hang out with you, because like a lot of times, like because we are all really like hardworking, always booked, you know, like the few times I get to see and hang out with my sisters is usually during like a gig.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or like a tour.
Or like a what?
Like, you know, like a tour.
Oh, a tour. Yeah. Yeah. Like Ginger Minge, I think the last time I saw you was like, well, besides like on the internet.
Is that you on my OnlyFans? Thank
that
you.
Was me. You're welcome. I was tipping you, girl.
He's my OnlyFan.
No, it's like when we get to like tour with each other, like that's like, I feel like the only time we get to like really be with each other. So Trinity, it was great to like have you over to the house, get drunk on Riesling.
Yeah, have your husband cook us breakfast.
Yes.
We went and ate at that little diner. I mean,
I'm a little jealous because I was just in LA not that long ago, but you were out of town working on something and you didn't get back. Like we passed each other in LA, you know? Okay, well, I'm leaving.
Two ships at night passing in the darkness. Yes.
Full of semen. Yes.
Next time you come out here, Ginger Minge, we'll have to cook you some breakfast.
Yeah, right. Or take you to the diner. I'm fine. You don't have to.
Oh, it was good. What was it? Deep fried waffles, or I know it was called.
It was waffles, but in the style of churros. So it was like waffles that were cut up, and then like I think they were deep fried, and then they were covered with cinnamon and sugar. So, mwah, so good.
Oh, and so healthy. It's a nice healthy option.
Yeah, so healthy, and then dip it in syrup. Yes.
Yeah. Perfect. Oh my perfect. God. This is a diet I can get behind.
Yes. Insulin shots come after the meal.
Oh, good. Well, if we're talking about food, because you brought up my ramen, we mentioned.
What do you call it?
Ramen? Is it ramen? Ramen? Ramen?
Ramen?
Well, it's ramen. Ramen. Everybody loves Raymond.
I always say either ramen or Raymond. I switch up the two. I don't know.
Do
why.
You know what my sister calls it?
What?
Raymond. Where the hell are you getting that? Are you even looking at the package? That's all right. She couldn't spell spaghetti. She's a teacher, mind you. She couldn't spell spaghetti. We got those things from IKEA, the little chalkboard things where you write what's in the canister in front of it.
Oh, yeah.
She couldn't write it. So she just called you. I got up the next morning and I opened up the pantry and it said string noodle.
And she's like, I don't know how to spell it.
She spells it biscotti.
That's what I used to call it, I think.
That's what we all used to call it.
What's your favorite food? What's your favorite food, Manila?
Ass. Dick.
Oh, good.
No, my favorite food is whatever food is in front of me at the time.
Yeah, you'll
I'm
eat.
Not I'll eat anything.
Yeah.
I'd eat a human baby if it was like prepared correctly.
Okay, we're gonna cut that out. Cut that one out.
But what's your comfort food? So like, I know that me, when I don't feel good or I'm having like a down day and I just want to veg in front of the TV, want a bowl of mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Oh, or a pot of cheap macaroni and cheese.
I'd rather have the mashed potatoes.
I mean,
now,
I
do like, you put like gravy on it, or you just have it like by itself? Like,
well, I am from the South, of course. Oh, it's got gravy, corn, and cheese.
That's like a full meal, bitch. That's not like a comfort, like just chilling up. Mine is like cereal. Oh. I love a bowl of cereal.
But what kind of cereal?
It doesn't matter. Any cereal.
Really?
I go through phases. Sometimes I'm like, ooh, it's all about healthy cereals. Like I'm having, like I went to the grocery store and I got Raisin Bran and Life cereal. So
I love Raisin Bran.
I do too.
I really like it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it keeps you regular.
It does.
It does keep you regular.
But like my favorite cereal of all time is Cookie Crisp.
No!
Cookie Crisp. No!
My favorite is, there's two. I either like Pops or I like Honeycomb. Pops?
Well, they're the same. It's just different shapes.
Yeah, exactly. They're both my favorite.
Yes. I mean, I remember when I was 25, I became lactose intolerant. And I literally like had like a moment where it was like a coming out experience when you realize that like I will never be able to eat cereal again. Luckily, I discovered like soy milk and almond milk, but like it was a traumatic experience when I became lactose intolerant, because I felt like, you know, like when you come out as gay, you have to kind of like reprogram your mind. You're like, okay, I'm not going to have kids. I'm not going to have that family. I'm not going to have that stupid dog and that minivan. So
I have all of those. Oh my God, I'm not a gay man. I'm a soccer mom.
You're a soccer mom. Yeah. Well, thank God for almond milk. I know it's like terrible for the environment because it like takes like 10 gallons of milk to produce one almond. But it doesn't matter. I can't drink dairy.
Well, so. I remember, so like we're all roughly the same age, right? I'm 36, you're
36.
How old are you, Manila?
I'm 36 years old.
But in the 90s, when we were growing up, it was all, like, every commercial was milk. It does a body good.
Oh, my gosh.
Drink more milk. It's so good for you. And then we hit the 2000s. I'm like, actually, you should probably never drink this. This is not meant for human consumption.
Yes. It is actually kind of like a weird thought to think, like, no other animal like goes up and like drinks the tit milk of some other animal. Like just us humans.
Yeah.
Just us humans. And who was it like who was like, you know what? I love drinking my mom's like breast milk, but she doesn't want me like latching. I'm 14 years old and she doesn't want me sucking at her tits anymore. So I'm gonna suck on this cow's tit instead.
Well, I just want to know who the first person was. That was
right?
Like, oh, that looks kind of nice.
I don't know. You're right. I don't know.
No, I'm like, to make a pizza.
Like, what do the other villagers think of this person when they were like, hey, you got to try this. It's real good. You're like,
oh, great. Ew. Where's that from? Well, first they tried the bull, and then they were like, oh, this is too salty. We'll go to the cow.
Someone like that, they were definitely gay. They were definitely gay that came up with that.
Oh, you know, I don't know.
I guess. I don't know. I sit and wonder sometimes because I have OCD and ADHD and I never sleep. So I'm medicated for all these things. So I just sleep at night. Well, I just lay there at night thinking about everything in the world. And I was like, who is the first person that thought this might be a good idea? And what other things did they go through before they landed on this?
That is so true. It's so true. Like, what other like animals do you think that the first person to drink cow's milk was like sucking on? Like, yeah. You're like, let's try this. Let's see if I can get any milk out of this pig, or let me see if I can get any milk out of this this ostrich.
Or like eggs. Who was like, oh, this solid butt nugget from this chicken. I wonder what happens if I just cook it up and eat it.
Somebody very hungry, probably.
I guess so. I mean, I enjoy eggs, but I'm like, I don't think I would be the first person to be like, what came out of your ass? Can I cook that?
Eggs.
Hold that thought, girl. We're going to hear a couple of words from our sponsors and we'll be right back to hear about your filthy, filthy life.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back. We took a shot of penicillin and we're ready to keep moving.
Oh, goodness. Well, what have you been up to? Yeah, I know, like, you came out with music last year. Like, are you planning more?
Well, let's talk about our little project we did out in London. I don't know
how. Are we allowed to talk about that?
They announced it, right?
Oh, they did. Okay, yeah. So I knew about this, but I didn't know if we could talk about it.
Don't spoil anything. We can't.
Okay, I'm not going to spoil anything, but Trinity, we got cast on this television reality show in the UK called Celebrity Karaoke Club.
Drag Queen Edition.
Drag Edition. So I was like,
Fuck yeah.
I was like, oh, celebrity. Oh, so they think I'm a celebrity. So I'm not just a celebrity. I'm not just a drag queen. I'm a celebrity drag queen. Celebrity Karaoke Club Drag Edition. Bitch, we get there. First of all, we had to quarantine for 10 days.
Oh my gosh. Almost 2 weeks in one little tiny room. All of you?
Hotel.
No.
I was like, damn, what was the budget?
No, but that was kind of excruciating. Have you ever like quarantined for that long?
Yes, I have.
Oh,
yes. It's boring as fuck.
It is very boring. Yeah. Absolutely. And you're forced to like be creative with the shit that's around the room. You're like, oh, this shower curtain's a nice gown. I'm going to put this on and feel my fantasy for a while.
It really does make you like you're literally have so much time on your hands just to think about everything,
which is never good for me.
I'm in the same boat. Mm-mm. But continue with your story.
So we get there and I'm thinking like, okay, fierce celebrity karaoke club, because they had one season before us, which actually starred Courtney Act and our UK drag sister Bag of Chips. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was like, okay, fierce. I wonder like if they're going to show up again. Like who?
Well, was it an all drag edition before, or it was like?
No, it was like Celebrity Karaoke Club and they had different celebrities.
But the two of them just happened to be drag. Okay. Yes. All right. I'm up to speed.
Okay. So they really enjoyed having the drag queens on. So they thought, let's do a drag edition. So I get there and I'm all like, yes, Celebrity Karaoke Club drag edition. And then I look up at the sign. And they cut out celebrity. It just said karaoke club drag edition. So Trinity and I are not celebrities. So
that's at least kind of a disappointment. Well, they charge by the letter. It's fine.
But I will say that experience was very interesting. I have never sang karaoke.
I love karaoke.
Until I got there. So. It was very interesting.
I want to be on it. Hopefully y'all didn't ruin it, so they'll do it again.
No, I think the drag edition is going to be more fun than the regular celebrity karaoke club.
Absolutely.
Well, drag makes everything more fun.
I thought it was such a fun experience. It's just so crazy. The set was really cool. Did you ever watch the first season?
No, I did not.
I'm going to send you a link. It is, the set is amazing.
Well, I would watch it, but I'm a working girl.
Oh, okay. She doesn't have time to sit down and watch.
I have time. I'm just busy.
We'll send you clips, like 90-second clips. You can get the gist.
Oh, good. Yeah. If it's TikTokable, I'll watch it.
Yes. Okay. So
I'm big everywhere, bitch.
But Ginge, so the set was like, it was like a club. Like they had like a little stage in an area with sofas that we would all perform at. And then outside of that, there was like a bar that was open bar that we made our own drinks. Oh. Now this isn't no fucking Untucked episode where they like pour you measured shots and give you one drink. And then they're like, here you go. That's all you get. No, we were literally taking shot after shot after shot.
No, and they were not monitoring anything.
No. Well, the UK, they love to drink.
Yes, and we got plastered, and it made us all sing better.
I can't wait to watch this.
Oh my gosh.
You like to do karaoke.
I love karaoke.
But it's not like regular singing. You have to be fun with it.
Yeah, of course. I'm a fun girl.
I want to go to karaoke with you now. Now that I've experienced karaoke, I'm so want to do it again.
My favorite thing about karaoke is when you go, you have to pick a song that is super intimidating. So when the intro starts, everybody in the crowd goes, wait, what? Let's see you ruin this. And then you sing it halfway decent. And you don't even have to be great. You just have to be passable. And they're like, this is the best thing that's ever happened in this bar.
Yes. Or in Trinity, in my case, the complete opposite.
Oh no! Yeah.
Ginger? What is your go-to karaoke song? Like the when you open up that folder with all the lists, like you go directly to the one song that you know. Like this is my karaoke song that I love to perform. Like the first one.
I used to win karaoke competitions years ago by singing "And I'm Telling You I'm Not Going."
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah, because it starts and they're like, what's this fat little white boy gonna do with this song? And I just go into this my fantasy girl, and they're like, oh, okay, yeah, fabulous.
How, like, what were the prize kind of stuff for, like, a karaoke?
Oh, God, it was like, here's $25. It used to be like a drag booking back before Drag Race. $25 and 2 drink tickets.
Hey, that's enough. Hey. Just for going up there and ruining a Jennifer Holliday song, why not?
Exactly. And for those 5 minutes, you couldn't tell me I was not Effie White screaming from my last moment in the group.
I love singing in my car and in the shower more than I would ever like to sing on a stage full of, like, with people watching me.
Do you know, here's what you do. So you need to go next time you do karaoke. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take you. Let's do karaoke together. Pick the Grundy County Auction, that country song, because you don't have to sing well to do it. You just got to wrap your mouth around those words where it's like, so the lady in the second row, which is they get so impressed if you can remember words.
You
that are actually like written out in front of you. So you don't even have to.
Not even and they're like, oh, well, she's doing it. She's not missing a beat.
Well, that you're assuming that Trinity can read.
I am from Alabama.
If you can't read a book, read a bitch.
Trinity, what's your go-to karaoke track now? Like, what's your song that you want to like?
I think that musicals are probably the most fun, and I think like if you're really bad at one that's like happy, or like Frozen. Let It Go, you could totally make fun of that.
Something that everyone can sing along to. So even if you suck, like everyone else in the audience is singing along with
They're singing it for you. You're just lip-syncing.
For you.
So I did I did a Pride a couple of years back with Martha Wash. She had me come sing It's Raining Men with her.
Ooh.
Which was fun. I was like, it was the second time I'd done it. I had done it like a decade ago when I first started doing drag. With Martha Wash. But then she came back and she was like, oh, hey, get that drag queen I sang with last time I was here. So we're singing together. And somewhere within that like 8 to 10 year span, she had decided she didn't need to sing anymore because she would go, woo, sing it for me and just hold the microphone out. She must have sang 3 words out of the entire song. I'm over here singing all the harmonies, but I'm harmonizing with the audience that's screaming the words out.
That's going to be so fun.
I aspire to that level of like, y'all know what I sound like singing this. I don't need to sing it anymore. I'm just here.
I aspire to that level just with a lip sync. I'm like, I'm not even going to, hey, you guys lip sync for me. You guys know this. You guys know the words.
You know MacArthur Park is melted in the dark.
Can you imagine being a drag queen and be like, you lip sync now. Thank you. Thank you. Let them just lip syncing while you're just taking all the money.
I like it. We're on to something here.
We are definitely on to something. Yeah, we have those plastic masks that you wear at the brunches. You got the little like butterfly net that you just pass it around like it's church offering. And yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I saw like one queen and she like recorded her lip sync on her phone and then just held her phone up to her mouth while her mouth was moving to the words.
That's kind of smart. When I was out in LA, I stopped by Hamburger Mary's to support the girls. And there was one who had, it was like a digital mask. And it was lips. So it was all voice activated and the lips, I mean, it wasn't exactly synced up, but I thought it was so smart. Every time she would talk, the lips would move.
That's so cool.
I was like, come on, all right, bitch. And she said the great part about it was it doesn't have to be your voice. So she would just wear it and walk around taking tips during her number because it was triggered by the song.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. that is really funny. I want the mask. I have a mask that I just bought recently that scrolls over your mouth, like some like lights or like shapes, but it doesn't do lips. It's just like a novelty thing.
Well,
we're all gonna get it now. We're all gonna find it on like what is that AliExpress? We're gonna find it on.
That's where I got it.
That's why it scrolls random shit across your face.
It's just like Chinese letters that goes
by. Well, at this point, they're going to be cheap because now they're starting to lift all these mask things.
Yeah. And to your point, Manila, I can't read anyway. I don't know what it says.
It doesn't matter.
It's like playing that game Heads Up. You have to guess what's scrolling across your mouth.
We've come up with two really good games here.
Look at that. We should be producers.
Yes. You need to change the name of this to just like, you know, brainstorming like $1 million ideas. Shark Tank.
Shark Tank.
The Tuck Tank. Puppy Tank.
Puppy Tank.
Dentist Office Aquarium.
Oh, well, we've come up with a lot of games today, so do we have...
I do have a game.
You do have a game.
We've been playing a game with all of our guests. It's kind of like Two Truths and a Lie, where it's all based around porn titles. So I'm going to give three porn titles. Two of them are real, one of them is fake. It's up to the two of you to figure out which one is fake. Let me pull up my notes here. Hold on, I'm very profesh. All right. Number one,
okay.
The Sperminator. Number two, Shitty Clitty Gang Bang.
What?
Ooh.
No.
And number three, Throbin Hood.
Oh, it's got to be number two. Who?
Yeah, Shitty Clitty Bang Bang. No, clits should be far away from shit, I think.
So are we both going with two? Shitty Clitty Gang Bang?
Yes.
You're both correct. I made up Shitty Clitty Gang Bang because I'm a horrible human being.
But now that you've actually... Something.
There's the Terminator and Throbin Hood available on imdb.com.
Oh, really? You know, I was on a porn parody once.
I saw that. Well, I saw your... I want to say part, but that still sounds dirty. I saw woman.
Yes, I was Wonder Woman in Just Dick League, the gay parody, the gay parody of Justice League. Just and Dick League.
You did not do porn in that.
I was not in any. Well, I was not participating in any of the scenes.
Well, on camera.
On camera, I was not participating in any of the scenes. Yes. No, my husband said that if I did, that we would have a problem.
Why? Only because he couldn't go on set.
Exactly.
I know him. So how did that opportunity even present itself?
I have absolutely no idea, but it was a very, very fun experience for sure. First of all, we filmed it in Barcelona, Spain, so I got a trip to Spain.
Really?
That's sickening.
Yes, because it was because of the production company, it was just like, it was cheaper to just do it in Spain than fly all the porn stars out there. than it would be to like do it here in America with all the, where all the porn stars are, and then like do, I don't know, it just worked out cheaper to film it in Spain. So that was cool. However, the location in which these people were having sex was this like rundown warehouse that was like dripping water from like the ceiling.
There were
pigeons flying around in it. The walls were just covered with pigeon shit. Like, it was like the grossest thing I have, that's the grossest place I've ever been. Someplace I would never, ever, ever want to have sex.
And you know the fans are like, oh my God, these special effects are amazing.
Well, there were, it was like the set, like they look great. Like they actually did have some like, you know,
special effects. It looked very big budget. Like it was the pieces that I've watched of your performance that you had like posted. Mm-hmm. I was like, this looks really good.
I want to know what the, like, the gay fans that watch it and don't realize that you're in it, and then you come up on the screen and like, oh my God, oh my manila.
Oh, yeah, it's for sure. Definitely when I come on screen, people like lose their,
you know what I'm saying? Like, but like, what if they're nuts? Like, what if they're getting ready to do that and then your scene happens and they're like, oh my God, I'm a fan of Manila, and then it's just like, it's over for,
yeah, it's over. Yeah. Either they like instantly nut or they go instantly flaccid. It's one of the two. There's no in between.
But I feel like it's going to be polarizing.
I thought it was a very fun experience for sure.
Now, did you get to sit and watch the other scenes while they were being filmed?
No, I, out of respect for their you know, their trade, I guess, for what they do as actors and whatever. I think what would happen is like when they would, just to make sure that they didn't have like distractions, they would just like get just the cameraman and just the performers, so that they wouldn't have like me literally in the back, like watching, like fingering myself, because that would be distracting.
I mean,
oh, I would go full on Amy Poehler in Mean Girls with the camcorder and the, like,
I definitely did take some footage on my phone, like of during filming and stuff like that. It was a really, really fun experience for sure. I learned how much these poor guys like have to put in to like do, like this wasn't just like a regular scene where you're just fucking on a hotel bed.
No, like, you are in like some kind of special effects suit.
Yeah, they were in like full rubber suits. Like the only thing was, is like you hear squeaking.
As
Batman's fucking Robin. Yeah, it was a lot. It was hot. It was very humid. It rained one day, so the whole place flooded, and we were like literally like walking on like boards that they kind of laid down.
So
it was a hot mess, but definitely worth definitely worth it.
There's other girls that have done been in porns like that, right?
I know Bianca did one. Now, could Bianca, you imagine you're getting ready to nut and Bianca goes, hey, asshole? Like, I'm like, oh, God. I don't think I'll ever find it.
Or maybe it's to the bottom, you know, you're in the position as the bottom, and then she's like, hey, asshole.
So would you guys ever do a porn? Would you ever,
show
up in a porn?
I would.
I would do it. I mean, girl, I will do almost anything that has money.
Well, that part for sure. But also, I'm all about like sexual freedom and doing what makes you feel good.
I thought you were about to say camaraderie. I'm like,
camaraderie.
Yeah, camaraderie.
come on my rod.
No, I'm like, whatever. As long as it's fun and everybody's on the same page and having a good time, sure, why not?
Yeah, well, a lot of the actors that I was working with were actually straight, which I still don't understand. Like, you know, like how
I guess so.
Yes, I guess so. But like when they had a big orgy scene at the end, and I heard that a few of them were a little disappointed that I wasn't joining in the orgy scene. So I felt a little bit like honored that these straight boys wanted to like fuck me in the ass on camera. I might have done it off camera.
Hold whatever you have in your hand. We'll be right back. Here's a word from our sponsors. Hey, welcome back. I feel like, okay, we're talking about hot guys. I always feel like when a really, really overly hot guy hits on me. I always feel weird because I'm like, especially now after being on Drag Race, you're like, why are you really, I know what I look like. Maybe what are you doing coming over here?
Maybe they're deaf and blind. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe.
There's a spoon for every pot.
Well. Well, this has been fun. I love catching up with you. I can't wait to see you again. We have to be doing something else together.
Well, what do you have coming up other than celebrity, but not celebrity, karaoke club edition?
That comes out in the fall on ITV in the UK. I don't know where, if you, other places in the world you can watch it, but hopefully we will be able to figure out a link for everyone to like.
You can torrent anything. I suppose,
but I'm not going to endorse that.
Well, no, I'm just yes, okay.
Trinity and I also worked on a project with Bibi Zahara-Benet for Pride for Jack Daniels, so that'll be coming out on YouTube.
I heard about that as well.
So fun.
I heard it was beautiful.
It was a very, very fun experience. It wasn't just your regular gig where you show up to the studio and you film. No, we were like glamping. We were camping. We were there for five or six days, like in the woods. That. Yeah, you think.
You would think, yes.
You would think until you have to be doing
a huge bonfire and they're asking you to pose in front of it and it's like burning the shit out of your calves.
Well, I'm not made out of plastic, girl. I'm not worried about melting.
But your wigs are, girl.
Water on you, you witch.
So that's something that we're doing. I filmed a little something for Facebook's Pride. That's also coming out next month. I got a lot of fun projects. Oh, and I did a little something for the new Cruella movie that's coming out.
So
I'm really excited for that. So yeah, I got a lot of projects that I've been working on last month. And so they're all like coming out in the next month or so. So
I love that. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing them all. I'm a fan of everything that you do. Before we were sisters, I was a huge fan. And now that we are, I'm an even bigger one.
You better be. It's kind of like one of the requirements to be one of my sisters. You got to be a fan too.
Well, yes, of course.
Yeah.
I am one of your fans.
You know what? It was really lovely having one of my fans on our show.
I love you guys. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thanks for being had, honey. Bye. We'll see you soon.
All right. Bye, kids.
Bye.
Okay. Well, I feel like we have covered all the bases today.
I feel very satisfied.
That's right. Not only did we cover the bases, we did a full home run today. And
I let them go to first place right away.
Yeah. Did you ever play sports?
Questionably.
I was never an athlete, but I'm a hell of an athletic supporter. So.
I loved football because they wear jocks.
And
they shower afterwards.
I wore the jocks sometimes on my face. All right, so we're going to edit that shit out, and we will see you next time right here on Working Girls, the podcast.
With Trinity the Tuck.
And Ginger Midge. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. Music available wherever fine music is sold. Use a discount code. No, we don't have discount codes. It's free. Just go find our shit. We love you so much. We'll see you next time.
Bye.